We're learning the Sicha, Chelik Yudalid, Vazayis HaBracha, Sicha Beis, which is also the last Sicha, so it's somewhat of a Siyum, and a Simcha, obviously, the Gemara Shal Teir of those that are learning the through Likud HaSichas and finishing this Krach, and it's like a Sicha about Simcha Teir and about the Simcha that's associated with that. We're going to be not learning everything inside, we're going to be discussing in Yadam a little bit more with Hasbara and to be able to understand it a little bit deeper, to be a little bit ma'ayin in the teichen and the yonim of the sicha. The nekuda klalus of the sicha is the tremendous haflaw of the simcha of simchas teira. And the kesher that there is between the yid and the eibrishter that's completely unlimited, and that's what expresses itself through the simcha of simchas teira. Technically, the Sikha is about Zeis HaBracha, like the capital of the Sikha indicates, and the Rebbe spends time to explain how we see that in the parasha of Zeis HaBracha. And that's what the Sikha begins with, by showing the connection between Rosh Hashanah and Simchas Torah. That's hinted to in the Pasuk, brought in the second ayus of the Sikha, on the first page, Vayhi b'shur ha-melech, b'sa'as v'rosh ha-yom yachad shifti Yisrael. And the Rebbe explains that that's 2 points. One point is that we're being machted the Eibishter as a melech. And we're also stressing that the Yachad Shifti Yisrael, that everyone is exactly equal and together in a way that there's no division between one Yid and another. All Yidin are b'shava. Now, this is going to be a Yisoid which the Rebbe will use to connect to the Teichen of Simchas Teir. So we're going to spend a few minutes just to understand a little bit this Yisoid. This that we're saying, that in order to be, make a melech, in order to be mamlechim, hachtaras hamelech has to be in a way that everyone in the am feels completely b'shara. So the Rebbe says like this. This is on page 165, 3 lines from the top. Mekiven the tamlechuni aleichem nasai de bitul kabolos hamachos shemayim, to make the Eibushter a melech requires Kabbalah Seil, total bittul. If there is a difference between different categories of Yidden, then ain't a bittul gomer. That means it's not true bittul. It's not true Kabbalah Seil, which means you're putting yourself completely on the side. And there brings a dogma of a Gashmistic king, the second paragraph on the page. Okay, dogma sachtaras melech basu vidam, shehi aydei bittul haam, b'shleimus ha bittul, b'eis achtara. And at that point, Shove bebittel zeh sar gadol v'ish pashut. They're totally equal. And be'im yargish asar mitziyusay, that he's important and he's different than the ish pashut, then yehi chase bebittul el ha-melech, which would be a contradiction to the Kabbalah Seil and to the Achtaras ha-melech. V'havdolah bein sar v'ish pashut, the fact that there is a difference between them, that only emerges that ba'ala rakla achri shekvar nasa melech, once the Achtaras is finished, he's already appointed as the melech, then he's geizu gezeiris, there could be a difference between the way they've been kind gzeiris, avaloi beis achtar, but not during the coronation, during the time when he's actually being appointed as king. Now, what the Rebbe is saying seems very logical and very pashut, but I just want to point out, like everything in Torah, that when you look into it and you think a little bit more, there's always deeper to go. This idea that in order to make a melech, appoint him as a melech, it has to be total bittul, and everyone has to be b'shava, and it should not be nirgush, the differences between them, which therefore equals achtus, and this is the point why Rosh Hashanah is achtus Yisrael, is l'cheir not so pashut. If you think about how a melech is appointed and what a melech means, even al pichsidus, we know that a melech b'layam. A melech b'layam means that the melech is built on the am. And although the melech, obviously the am has to be totally bottled to the melech, and we know that melech is a symbol of absolute bittul. Ma de machvi ba machi kami malke is the achas dos. You make one move, it's hepech achayim. But nevertheless, to say that everyone has no value and everyone is totally equal and irrelevant to the melech is the opposite of what it means to be a melech. A melech b'leam tells us that he needs the am to make his mulucha. And being that he needs the am, what does the pasuk tell us? B'reiv am hadas melech. Why do you need a reiv am? If the melech was completely beyond them and they were irrelevant and it wouldn't make a difference who they are, so then why do you need a reiv am to make a hadas melech? Elamai, because the melech is appointed by the Am, so if, for example, you have a melech of a little island with 10 people, was for a melech is? He's a melech, yes, and he could be an ultimate melech and a total melech, and they're completely given over to him, but the melucha is a very minor melucha. If you have a place, that a country with hundreds of thousands of people, that's meisav in the chshuvos and in the teikif and the harchav of the melech, that makes the melech greater. There's a maim of the Rebbe Shah ben Ayin Beis where he's meirich ben get to the nekuda not only of quantity but also of quality and of differences between the different sugum of the Am. He talks there about the soldiers, he talks about the foot soldiers and the soldiers that are riding, and then with this klizai, with this ammunition, with the swords and with the bows and arrows, and they have this type of armor, this type of uniform. All the different sugim brings out harchav and the melucha of the melech, and the same thing applies to the Am in general, not just b'negiyah to the soldiers. The fact that there's intelligent people in the melucha that are maybe famous people that are well known and that they acknowledge the melech as a melech, oh, that gives a certain importance and a certain credit to the melech, and the fact that he has so many people b'chlal given over to him. So when we're saying over here that everyone is equal, even b'shas ta'achtar, it's not so clear that that's the case. You know, developed mekachzich now in elections, at least in the United States of America, elections mean that your viewpoint is important. The more people support the potential president, the more his power base. If everyone is following with him, now usually there's different sugim that kind of go along with this president and with that candidate. But imagine if all the different sugim would go along with him and everyone would vote for him, his power would be increased manifold. Now, obviously, in a democratic system, it's not exactly the same thing like a melech. In a democratic system, it's more about your viewpoint and maybe something that you find a certain common ground with the potential candidate. A melech is much deeper than that. It's a much stronger bittel. It's like a true. But this nekuda that you're the one that makes it happen, and therefore the more people there are and the more types of people are and the different levels that are bottled to the melech, that's meisuf in the melucha, that's negiyah beis achtar. Imagine you're invited to a coronation of a king and you see 10 people there, or you see hundreds of thousands of people there and all different types of levels of people, that's meisid and achtaras ha-melech. So why are we saying that beis achtara, nothing is negeh, there's no chilukim? That's the question that I'm proposing we should think about for a moment. Now the Rebbe does acknowledge, if you'll notice, in the small part that I read, I said I'm not going to read everything inside, but a certain time we're going to learn together. At the very last shtickel that we read together, the Rebbe does acknowledge that there is a point in time when the differences are negeya, but the Rebbe stresses that's only after he becomes a melech and he's goes a gezeiris, which is more like technical things. Like when Poel Mamish, then there might be differences, but it's mashma from the sikha that as far as the meluch of the melech and crowning the melech as king, there's no difference between one person and another. And the question is that it doesn't seem to be that way. So it could be the explanation is as follows. The idea that the Am makes a difference, and the Kamus of that makes a difference, and the Eichus of that makes a difference, and therefore that would be relevant that there's Chilukim Adregis in the Am, because each one would bring out the Spashtus and the Reichkeit of the Melech in a different way. That's all as far as the Melech is concerned, what he's taking out of it. His Meluch and his Shlita is becoming expanded by the fact that there are more people and more types of people that have bottled him. But as far as his batlus that has to be mitzad ha'am, mitzad the people, they cannot be thinking, look what I'm accomplishing and look what I'm contributing to the melucha. We can imagine the sar that's sitting there and the Rebbe calls him a sar while be'is achtara. So I'm just imagining maybe what that could mean is that he was a sar, let's say, by the father of the king that passed away. So he knows exactly what his position is. And he knows that he's important and he knows that he's an important advisor that accomplishes great things in the melucha. It's not just a theory. But if he's going to be thinking about that, b'shas ta'achtara, that means he's not being given over to the melech. The pu'ula of, let's call it, avoida that the Am has to do, their bittul has to be that they're putting that completely on the side. We're not denying that that's true. That's what the melech is gaining, so to speak, from the achtara. That's what the melech is achieving through their bittul. But their bittul has to be kachin zich, not in that, under that, but it has to be kachin zich and putting that on the side, completely ignoring that, even though it might be true, and giving yourself over completely to the melech in a total mesirah and a sinah. That's Kabbalah Sayil, without your metzius at all involved. We could take an example of a chassid and a rebbe as well, where there was a shlav that the metzius went from one rebbe to another. I think it's clear that the chassidim being bottled to the rebbe, and the ribuy of the chassidim, and also the different chassidim, the gedela chassidim, showing how they're totally given over to the Rebbe, would definitely add, I'll call upon him for sure, klapichutz, the spashtus of the Rebbe's melucha is definitely increased through that. But a chassid, when he's giving himself over to the Rebbe, is not thinking, look what I'm contributing and I'm giving to the Rebbe. That would be ridiculous. He's giving himself over completely, but derech v'meila, as far as the Rebbe's melucha is concerned, yes, something is being added, 100%. Now, when do you find that the Rebbe does point out that the chilukim are negeya? B'shas, the melech makes a gezeira. Why? Because when the melech makes a gezeira, for example, let's say the melech says he wants to build a new palace, or whatever it is. At that moment, to be able to see through the gezeira of the melech, everyone has to get involved and use their personal talents. The sar has to maybe get involved with the planning stages, the architect, the sar ha'itzer has to be getting the funding, there's the builders and all different kinds of builders. All the people are involved with their unique way they contribute to building this palace. And here, in the bittul that they have to the melech itself, it's felt and it's clear that their differences are relevant. In their bittul itself, I am serving the melech in my unique way, with my seichel, with my intelligence, with my training. I'm doing it by hacking on the hammer with a nail. So there's definitely a hargasha by the am in their bittul gufa that they're using their individual talents to serve the melech. And that's why the Rebbe says at that point you could hack a say that there are chilukim as far as their bittul is concerned. But b'shas achtara, the bittul is kol kulei completely given over. And that's the nekuda that the Rebbe is saying over here, that b'shas achtara everything's put on the side and therefore they're totally equal. Now what does that have to do with Simchas Torah? That's Rosh Hashanah, achtaras hamelech. So in Siv Gimel, the Rebbe says a general point that everything about Rosh Hashanah is niklat, is the klita that takes place in Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah, but more specifically in Siv Gimel, the Rebbe explains that it's expressed in the Simcha of Simchas Torah. Let's look a few lines inside as well. Towards the end of page 165, the last paragraph. Inyan tam lichuni aleichem, boli dei bitui, bis'achtus v'skalus shekol Yisrael shavmem kanal. We just said earlier, that was what we discussed, that Tamluchun Aleichem, which takes place on Rosh Hashanah, expresses itself with achtos between all Yidden. Okay, we should remember, b'negel Rosh Hashanah, atem mitzav mayim kulchem, rasheichem shevteichem, going through all the categories of Yidden, shekulim heim la'achodim ke'achod. That's what happens in Rosh Hashanah. But v'gilui b'chin azu, hu nafke b'shmini atzeres v'simchas teir. When does this come out in a revealed way? This takes place on Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Teir. Shenyonu hu klita v'gilui, which is the idea of absorbing and taking in and revealing all that was Nimshach on Rosh Hashanah. Al Shabbat Rosh Hashanah gilui b'tunua de bidl v'kabbalah seh. But in Rosh Hashanah, that gilui is expressed in a way that we put our Metzius on the side. B'shmin Atzeres v'simchas teir mizgaluhu b'ayuchud v'iskalus d'chol Yisrael b'tunua de simcha. This same idea of all Yidden together is expressed not in a way of bitl, but in a way of simcha, shenyonu gilui, which is in a way that they're being megalit within themselves. Kidavke b'shmin atzeres v'simchas teirah, minig Yisrael hu d'chol Yisrael smeichem b'zeh b'shava b'li chiluk. This is a simcha that encompasses all Yidden equally, like the Rebbe is madgish a few times in the continuation of the sicha, how the simcha of simchas teirah is all-encompassing and everyone is equal. Now, at first glance, these two ideas of Kabbalah Seil and Bittul that's embodied by Rosh Hashanah and the idea of simcha Gilui, that's taking place in Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Teirah, seem to be opposite in the Kodos. Kabbalah Seil, Bittul means that you're negating your Metzius completely. Simcha, on the other hand, is a very strong feeling that's expressing itself in you. It's a spashtus. It's the way a positive energy is filling you in your Metzius. It's not negating your Metzius, Adrabe, it's a certain spashtus of your Metzius. If that's the case, what would be the hasbara to what the Rebbe is saying over here, that Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Teirah that have the Simcha is actually expressing the same Nekuda as Rosh Hashanah? The Chet's an opposite Nekuda. Rosh Hashanah is you putting yourself on the side, and Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Teirah is the way it's coming through and into your Metzius. So the Nekuda really is, it depends what you mean by Simcha. Yeah, you could use the word Simcha in different ways. Simcha generally is definitely connected to your Metzius. And regular simcha, therefore, does have chilukim adreges between different people depending on their metzias and what's going on in the simcha. The Rebbe is stressing over here, we're talking about the simcha of Simchas Teirah, which we see clearly is in a way that everyone connects to it equally. That itself is a proof that we're not talking about a simcha that's coming from their metzias, because their metzias is different one from another, and if the simcha is built on that, the simcha should also be different by each person. Here we're talking about a simcha which is coming from an akud which is totally higher than your personal metzias. Where is it coming from? It's coming with pashtus from the fact The Rebbe doesn't spell it out so much over here. The Simcha Atzma, the Rebbe says later. But the Pashas, it means the Simcha that a Yid has in the Etzim fact that he's a Yid. That he has the tremendous chus that the Eibush does his Melech and Ano Avdo Tikutsh Berichu. That's the Nekud of the Simcha. That type of Simcha is not a stir to Kabbalah Soil and Adarab. The Simcha is the expression of the Kabbalah Soil, the way it's taking over his home Metzius and the way it's flowing through him in a full way. So the Simcha is not saying, I'm putting aside the Kabbalah Soil. On the contrary, the Simcha is saying that the Kabbalah Soil Gufa is being mispashed through me and taking me over completely. So this is obviously much deeper again than a regular Simcha, even much deeper than a regular Simcha de Kedusha. Like I'll explain in a moment a little bit more. It's a Simcha that's coming mitzad the essential connection that Yid has to the Eibishter, not to a limited, defined Kesha that's specified in one specific area. Like Deb explains a number of times in the Hemshech HaDvarim of the Sicha, that this Simcha is B'ligvul, etc. Now, once Deb establishes this point, that Simcha's Teira is a Simcha of B'ligvul, that's higher than any limitation, the question is raised in Siv Zayin, that if that's the case, why do we call this ultimate Simcha, which we celebrate now, Simchas Torah, with the title Simchas Torah? What's wrong with that? Simchas Torah is a good thing. So Deb explains, I'll just elaborate a little bit. There's a Lashon Chazal, that first the Eibishter expects us to be Kabul his Malchus, Kibul Malchusi, v'acher kach egzer aleichem gzeiris. There's the etzim fact that Yid is mekabel himself el malchus shemayim, and then there's the fact that he's giving us mitzvahs. There's simcha shel mitzvah. The fact that Yid has the opportunity to be goyim to the Eibush hanachas ruach, that's an amazing thing. Like the famous marshal that the Fidei Rebbe brings in the Maimarim, of a chacham nifla and an ish pashut, that by nature they have no connection to each other, they almost don't exist in the same world, but when the chacham gadol asks the ish pashut to do something for him, oh, now the mitzvah of the ish pashut becomes a davar chashuv. And you can imagine that the Ish Pashut is filled with the Simcha. I have the opportunity to do something for this Chacham. That's all B'dayma to the Simcha Shal Mitzvah that he has when he has this chus to be Mekayim Mitzvah of the Eibushter. But in the Nimshol, in Avedas Hashem, there's a step that comes before that. The step that comes before that is the etzim fact that he becomes the Eved of the Eibushter, the idea of Kibul Malchusi. This is not limited to a pu'ula that you're doing, to a certain tenuah. This changes your whole mahus, changes your whole life, and changes your whole identity. You become a whole different mahus. Your etzim nekuda pnimis of who you are changes and becomes different. Pu'ulas that you do are actions, somewhat technical, details. Here we're talking about a transformation that touches the core of a yid, and that's the nekuda of Kabbalah Soil, that he becomes an avid of the Eibushter, and that's the simcha that he's feeling. And simchas Torah, the simcha of that Kabbalah Soil, that connection that he has to the Eibushter, that's unlimited and undefined in any specific prat. If that's the case, that's the shayla of the Rebbe. Eibazai, why are we calling this Yom Tov Simchas Torah? Simchas Torah is mashma that we're talking about a simcha that does come as a result of your limudat Torah, of your kima mitzvahs, which is more in the category of egzer aleichem gzeiris, the simcha that comes from that, and not so much the simcha that's coming with the etzem idea of being mekabel Eibushter as our melech. That's the question Rebbe asks in the beginning of Zivayim. And in order to resolve this question, the Rebbe brings a deeper pshat in what Simchas Torah means. There's the basic taich that we're happy with the Torah. But then there's another nekuda that Yidden are mesameach the Torah. We give Simcha to Torah. Not that we're happy because of the Torah, but on the contrary, we're making the Torah happy. We're somehow adding, so to speak, to the Torah. What does that mean? So Simchas Rebbe explains, in the beginning, Bo'en Yenu, look at the beginning of Sivches, page 169. Torah mitzadatzma shayechas ilu medid v'akbal lekanal. Torah is, it's connected to the level of being mekashi yourself to the Eibushter in a limited way. V'lechem mitzadatzma gam asimcha v'rikudim that we would have as a result of that also are shayachem limedid v'akbal. Yisrael, Yidden are higher than that. Yidden are beyond even Torah. Hinaideishin is galab Yisrael sharshem shalomayla matayish ubligvul. Aidei simcha shapeid is gather. Once the Yidden reveal the connection that they have to the Eibushter, which is deeper than the connection that they're having through limudat Torah, through kiyum and mitzvos of Torah, Through this, they draw down their mashpia, so to speak, that bligvuldika simcha into Torah as well. And that's what it means, simchas Torah, that we're mesameach the Torah, that we're giving something to Torah that Torah wouldn't have on its own. The question is, what's the logic to that? If we're saying that the connection that Yidden have to the Eibushter is way beyond Torah, and it's bligvul compared to gvul, which, like we know in Tanya, it says that there's nothing further that you could get when you compare bligvul to gvul. And we're saying that the kesher that a yid establishes through Torah and the kesher that Torah has with the Eibushter is the kesher of gvul, medid v'akbala. So why should our unique connection that we have to the Eibushter somehow be nimshuk to Torah? Why are we mamshuk to Torah? There's two tracks. There's the idea of Torah, which is also a connection to the Eibushter, but medid v'akbala. And then there's a deeper nekuda, that l'cheir would be independent from each other. What's the svara to this idea that they're saying over there? That's what simcha Torah means, that we're mamshach the simcha into Torah. Now, hold off with that question for a moment. In Sif Tes, the Rebbe explains that to a certain extent we need Torah. Yidden, the way the nimshach lamata down here, they become somewhat of metzias for themselves. So if you look at the second column of 169, the second to the last paragraph, the Rebbe says the following: V'lochein, haderech shel shamis Yisrael b'yoysin lamata miskashron b'kutcha b'richu, ha'idei shemiskashron imayraisa. A yid, in order for him to connect to the Eibushter, the way he is down here lamata, needs Torah. Torah hi ha'memutza shal yadim mischaben Yisrael b'kutcha b'richu. Amnam la'achli ze mizgala b'Yisrael shor shem l'mayla shel l'mayla matayra. But then, after that, the deeper connection that a yid has to the Eibushter becomes revealed. So what does Rebbe add over here? That Torah connects us to the Eibushter, but the main point that Rebbe is adding over here, the Chiddush, let's call it, is that through Torah connecting us to the Eibushter, in the way that Torah could connect us to the Eibushter, after that, the connection that Yid has to the Eibushter that's higher than Torah becomes revealed. What's happening over there? What's the mechanics over here? Again, really the same nekud of the question. If we're saying that the connection that Yid has to the Eibushter is way beyond Torah, so just because Torah establishes a connection between me and the Eibushter, so that's a limited connection. That's a medid v'hagbalad connection. That's a connection of tam v'das. I'm being eisik in chachamas yishal HaKadosh Baruch, I'm being kind to Eibushter's mitzvahs. A limited, detailed connection. That kesher that Yid has to the Eibushter that's beyond Torah, again, what does that have to do with Torah? And why is it that once I connect to the Eibushter through Torah, somehow la'achize, and the mashmos of the sikh is that it's connected, it's interconnected. Somehow through that, through the connection that we establish through Torah, then the deeper connection that Yid has to the Eibushter that's beyond Torah comes to the forefront. Why is that? Now, before we address these questions, I just want to mention, because it adds a little bit more osius, in other places, the Rebbe connects us to the famous Lashon, Tlask Sharon Inu Miskashon Dabedod, as a maimer. We look at Gimel, for example, Pasach of Shimon, where the Rebbe talks about this. The Lashon of the Zayah, that there are three knots that are connected to each other, Yisrael, Eidaisa, V'kutcha, B'richo. And the Rebbe asks a very simple question, L'cheira, that there's only two knots, seemingly. There's the way a Yid connects to Torah, and that connects him to the Eibushter. So Torah is Mekusha to Likus, Eidaisa, V'kutcha, B'richo, and Yisrael is Mekusha to Torah. And through that, they're all interconnected. There's only two knots. Al-Darech, if you want to put it in different words, the Aleph, like the Alter Rebbe said, there's the Yud Shalamayla, there's the Yud Shalamata, the Eibushter and Yidden, and then there's the connection between them. So the little pintle of the Yud has to be connected, that's one kasher, to the Torah, and then the Yid on the bottom also has to be connected to the Torah. That's Sachakel, two knots. So where's the third knot? So the Rebbe explains that there's a third kasher. The third knot is a direct line that a Yid has straight to the Eibushter, that's not through Torah. It's not dependent on a Yid's connection through Torah, it's a direct kasher. This direct kasher is that essential connection that Yid has straight to the Eibushter, which is basically the same idea as what we're learning here in the Sikha, that bligvuldike kasher, that unlimited kasher, that essential connection that a Yid has straight to the Eibushter. And this creates a full ring, says the Rebbe in that maimer, a full circle, that in the beginning, a Yid connects to the Eibushter through Torah, but then, through that, the kasher that Yid has directly to the Eibushter is revealed, and once that happens, the circle continues, and now Yidden could actually give to Torah by being mashpia, that deeper connection that they have, and giving that to Torah as well. So that's very similar to the point that they're saying here in the Sicha, just giving it a little bit, flushing it out with a little bit different osius, a different signum. But back to the original questions, that L'chaira, why is it that Torah reveals that deeper connection that Yidden have to the Eibershter, which is way beyond Torah? And why is it that once Torah does that, it comes down somehow to Torah, and Yidden are mashpia that to Torah? So I'm just going to say a simple beer that probably is much more, much deeper, but just to finish off with what the Mashmos is in a number of places, just at least a simple beer to resolve these questions is as follows. The Rebbe says in the Sicha, again in that Amud that we just read a part of it, in 169, in the middle, that when a Yid comes down Lamata, when a Neshama comes down Lamata, there is a certain Richuk and a certain Havdalah between him and the Eibishter. Even as far as the Muhus of a Yid is concerned, he says the Mashal of a father and a son, that even though they're very connected on a very deep level, but the child becomes a Metzius Bifin Atzmei that to a certain extent is Nivdo Meha'av, the Lashon of the Rebbe's. If you add to the equation the Guf and the Nefesh of Hamas, which are Ma'ilam and Master and concealing on the connection that a Yid has to the Eibishter, there's a lot of interference between a Yid's connection to the Eibishter, the way he is down here Lamata. Now Chas V'Shalom, nothing is taken away, that Kesher is always there. But nevertheless, that Kesher is not necessarily felt. That Kesher could definitely be Behelim because of the Guf and the Nefesh of Bahamas. And even what the Rebbe says clearly in the Sikh, which is not such a negative idea, something more positive, a father and a son relationship, but there still could be the idea that the son kind of forgets about his father and he lives his own life independent, Chas V'Shalom, of his father. So there could be some Helim on what the true Muhus of a Yid is. What's the Chiddush of Torah? Torah is all about an open connection to the Eibush, an open pipeline to Likus. This is the Chacham of the Eibush. This is the actual Gilui of a Likus, the way it's coming here in Teilam Hazan. This is the mitzvah of the Eibush, the way you're connecting to the Eibush. So Torah mitzvahs position a Yid, ponim al ponim, to the Eibush. That's an opportunity that it should be chayzer v'neir, it should be reawakened, a Yid's natural connection to the Eibush. Just a tzas marshal, I can take it from a father and a son. So let's say, for example, they're separated for many years to the point that maybe even they don't recognize each other. Maybe it works both ways in this example. They don't recognize each other. And somebody somehow orchestrates that they should come back together, but he does it in a way that he doesn't tell them immediately who the other person is, and he puts them together and they're having a conversation. And they could speak in Yonim Shal Mabikach, they could speak in Yonim of Teichen, and they could even strike up a friendship. That's a certain level of a kesher. All of a sudden, you can imagine if it hits them, one of them or both of them simultaneously, however you want to dramatize this mashal, and it hits them that he's my father and he's my son, all of a sudden the kesha atzmi, that essential kesha, comes to the forefront. Now how did it happen? Through the fact that they were being faced with each other, and they were dealing with each other, not in a very deep essential way, in a more of a chitzenistik way, but nevertheless that connection gave the opportunity for deeper inyanim to come out. And we see this b'muchash many times in Mifzayim, with Yidden, you do a mitzvah with them, and all of a sudden the pintel Yid comes out, which is way, way beyond that individual mitzvah, and you see the b'muchash in a very practical life. And so the fact that Torah and mitzvahs is a goli dikah connection to Likus, that itself gives puts the stage up, sets it up in a way that the essential kesher that a Yid has could come to the surface. So it's definitely deeper than Torah, but nevertheless could come through Torah, and that's what the Rebbe seems to be saying over here. Now this could also explain automatically why Torah gets it as well, because although it's taka higher than Torah, but being that Torah was involved and Torah was utilized, so to speak, to bring out that kesher atzmi, so it's not the pshat that Torah has nothing to do with this kesher atzmi. You're right, Torah itself, in and of its own independent, so to speak, kesher to the Eibishter, doesn't have that deeper level of connection. It's limited, it's more medit v'akbala. But now Torah was involved in the kesher atzmi and the believable kesher that he has to the Eibishter. Torah was utilized and picked up to the level that it was, so to speak, needed to reveal that kesher atzmi that Yid has to the Eibishter. Therefore, that, so to speak, Torah is deserving, so to speak, and that's chus, sekumtem, that Torah should also get a chelik in that, and that's the idea that then Yidden are mamshech, that kesher atzmi, that deeper connection that they have into Torah, and that's the nekuda of Simchas Torah, as the Rebbe explains it here in the Sicha.